to me and let me breathe you in. I'll be your gravity.
Bring me the horizon. The horizon's coming up. Let's follow you. Before that, Mick and Tomorrow Day. A song called Desire and Living in a Box. Living in a Box brings us to 7 o'clock and news time. In your top stories, Manamela says government processes failed to resolve the Nesfas crisis. New SARS commissioner to continue with his predecessor's work. And the Western Cape on high alert for bad weather. The Minister of Higher Education, Buti Manamela, says normal government processes were no longer sufficient to resolve the deepening crisis at the National Student Financial Aid Scheme, NSFAS. He says repeated interventions, including directives, board adjustments and oversight efforts, failed to stabilise the institution. The Minister placed NSFAS under administration. He says ongoing disputes, operational failures and leadership instability made it difficult for the scheme to function effectively. The Umkhonto weSizwe party will continue with its case against the IEC. The party opened a case against the IEC after the 2024 general elections. MK party says it will continue to engage with the electoral body. IEC officials have met with the MK party to discuss several issues of concern. The new commissioner for the South African Revenue Services, Ngobani Makabuba, says he will continue with the work that Edward Kizwete started. Makuba is replacing Kizwete, who is credited with restoring SARS following many years of alleged state capture. He says he will continue with the work to expand the tax base, fight the illicit economy and extract debt owed to SARS. Makubu says he will engage with tax practitioners to help bridge the gap between SARS and the taxpayer. The Western Cape government is on high alert following the warning for bad weather. The South African Weather Service issued a level 8 warning for scattered to widespread showers in the province this week. Rain is expected to last until Thursday. SARS said the wet weather could lead to floods on roads and informal settlements. The Department of Local Government, Environmental Affairs and Planning says the province's disaster management services are on high alert. The ABSA Purchasing Managers Index has improved to above 50 points, the 50-point mark in April. This mark is the first growth in the manufacturing sector since September last year. The index improved from 49 points in March to 52.6 in April. According to ABSA, the increase was driven by stronger business activities and recovery in new sales orders. Moving to international news, the United States military says it has destroyed 6 small boats from Iran that tried to stop efforts to open the Strait of Hormuz. This is despite a current ceasefire between the US and Iran. The USA is trying to clear the way to allow oil tankers to move through. Iran has blocked the strait since America and Israel attacked it in February this year. And moving now to sports news, Ryan Rickleton and Rajesh Sharma were in outstanding form as the Mumbai Indians sealed a 6-wicket win over the Lucknow Super Giants at the Wakhekhe Stadium. Rickleton smashed 83 from 32 balls, while Rohit struck 84 from 44 as Mumbai chased down Lucknow's 228 for 5 with 8 balls to spare. Despite late resistance from Aidan Mokram and Himat Singh, Mumbai completed the highest successful chase at the venue. Financials, gold selling at $4,537.45 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent, $113.28. US dollar, R16.80. The British pound, R22.73. And the euro, R19.64. A bitcoin is currently $80,878.03. And that's all for this bulletin. Next news at 8. Having a last look now at the forecast, the weather forecast for the day, information supplied by the SA Weather Service. We start with severe weather alerts. There are impact-based warnings, an orange level 8 warning for disruptive rain, leading to flooding of settlements, roads, low-lying areas and bridges expected over Kokama and Coco.